The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Remarkable technological news yesterday when Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, as well as CEO of SpaceX and owner of Twitter, or primary owner of Twitter, he made a presentation revealing that Tesla was going to develop an army of humanoid AI-powered robots, and he had AI-powered robots serving drinks and dancing with guests at the event. He released the Cybercab, which is a self-driving taxi which will revolutionize the world of public transport. He revealed the cyber bus van thing, which similarly only larger. And he promised that there would be a cheap EV available to consumers under the $30,000 mark, which has always been a significant challenge. In and around that means it becomes like a modern Model T and again revolutionizes the world of EVs. The investment community took one look at all of this and immediately wiped tens of billions of dollars off the value of Tesla's share price. Emmett Ryan is with us. He's a technology journalist. Emmett, how is it that you can produce all of these shiny baubles and major technological revolution and lose money from the value of your company?
Because to be honest, Anton, it's not that revolutionary, and the stuff he is promising that would be, no one really believes he can produce in the time frame he can do it. So the robots you mentioned serving, just that was the one that jumped out to me when I was seeing about this. Like, you know, people in Ireland can experience that today at a couple of restaurants in Dundrum and Kildare Village right now. I know Fujiyama have similar there. But when it comes to the cab, like the issue with self-driving cars is, back in the late 2010s and the teens, I was talking to a lot of people working in the sector, and they were very confident they'd be ready to go by about 2022. And what stopped them was not the pandemic. What stopped them was realizing the challenge was far, far, far greater than they possibly realized, purely from a technological perspective, be remotely as close to safe as a human driver, never mind, obviously, their goal of being safer. And then also the sheer amount of legal hurdles they'd have to get through in order for, you know, governments and local governments as well to be approving of cars without drivers in the road. So Musk is out here presenting a vehicle without a steering wheel and saying they'll be in production by the end of 2027. He'd actually corrected himself. He'd said end of 2026 and said, oh yeah, and we'll be doing this in California and Texas. But all the market is going and kind of knowing is, yes, on very limited roads that won't be really of much use, because he can put on the show, but the market is kind of sick of him putting on a show and not really actually presenting something that they feel he can actually deliver with.
Now, he would argue, I assume, that this pivot that Tesla has made into being predominantly, in his world, an AI company, means that they have the scope to take data from the hundreds of thousands of Teslas that are on the road, feed it into machine learning, and therefore teach their algorithms for their cyber taxis faster than any other company, which means they have a unique, fast, first mover advantage. Is he wrong?
He's wrong, because there's a couple of things. One, there's a small factor that other motor companies are already advancing quite heavily in AI, just not necessarily as focused on self-driving side. And the other is, frankly, the sheer variety of roads. Like, no two streets are the same. And that's an aspect that just, you know, can only be picked up really with the nature of the human eye. Like, the robot eye just isn't there yet. Now, it could be eventually. Musk said he expects all vehicles to be self-driving in 50 years. That's probably the one plausible thing he did say in his speech, because I'm just even looking out the window here in Rathmines where I am, Anton, and like there's, like, you know, a crossroads there, and literally the way the two roads meet and even the sides of each road, that's enough for AI to have trouble with. And this is like from a very small, normal estate, whereas everything you driving, say, would be fine with, it wouldn't be anything. But for a robot, there's an awful lot of learning there, which multiply that by thousands and thousands of hundreds of thousands of millions of roads, and you've suddenly got an enormous problem.
Now, there have been instances before where Elon Musk has made promises and the market has said, no, there's not the tiniest chance that you're going to be able to deliver. And he has, in large part by force of will and the capacity to drive people in front of him, managed to get the company to deliver. Some of the early production targets for some of the Tesla models, most investor analysis said, could never happen. Is there a chance that he can pull this one out of the bag?
I mean, there's a chance I could be going on a date with Margot Robbie next week, Anton, but that, I don't think either is happening. Being entirely honest, like, yes, it's not entirely implausible, but just looking at the way regulation is, looking at where the technology is right now, I just don't see a way it is. And more importantly, the market doesn't either. Like, you know, Musk may be a very active, open, flamboyant man, but the market doesn't care about his feelings. The market cares about what he's delivering. And what the market's saying is that he's divided clearly too much between the three companies. Like you mentioned, he's in charge of SpaceX, he's in charge of Tesla, and he's effectively in charge of X/Twitter as the primary owner. And the market is willing to tolerate that for a while, at least when it came to the Tesla versus SpaceX thing, although even then, investors on both sides weren't too keen about him dividing time just between those two. And now that he's spending so much time focusing on Twitter and obviously on his other interests, such as Donald Trump, they're feeling, is he actually going to focus on, you know, running his companies and actually delivering the innovation, which is why we invest in this man to begin with?
On that last note, one of the things that was interesting was there was no particular market response to his appearance at that Trump rally. In your view, is his overt and passionate Trump support, is that a political ideology that he espouses, or is that because it will positively affect the Twitter and other companies' bottom lines that he wants Trump as president?
It's certainly the former. Like, he's probably hoping he can get some government contracts, and he would if Trump gets presidency. But in terms of the bottom line, the market doesn't believe that'll factor in enough for where he's lost elsewhere. But in the nine months since the year began, Tesla's down 12% year-on-year value. And even day-on-day, Thursday to Friday, it was down 9% after the display of the cyber cap. So the market's clearly saying that, you know, it's like he's just too distracted by this. And like, well, yes, he'll get some government contracts through Trump. They don't believe it'll be that many more than he might get to a Harris administration, in all honesty, because he's one of the few people who'll be bidding for those contracts to begin with when they come up. So while I'm sure he does believe in it, at least right now, like, you know, he's a man who's like sort of, you know, takes flights of fancy with what he believes in. Like, I think we've seen that over the years. So right now he's an absolutist when it comes to what he calls free speech and his support of Trump. But like, give it a couple of years, and what he feels is the most important thing to him might well change.
Emmett, is there a trend in this in terms of Tesla's value? Because Tesla peaked around $400 a share. I mean, Elon Musk himself making a marijuana joke, saying that he was going to take it private at $420. It's now at around what, $200, $210. That drop—that's half of the corporate value in a relatively short space of time. Is that enough to worry people?
I think it should be, Anton, because like the Cybertruck, for example, which came out about a year ago, was very, very hyped, and people suddenly started realizing there's a lot of problems with it, and also, again, it's got production issues. So that didn't help the market, which had been warming to Tesla at the time, obviously realizing that even the materials, like steel, it turns out, is a terrible material for the primary chassis of a vehicle, for example. And so the market is kind of going, maybe this guy hasn't got it all figured out with Tesla, because I think the market felt that after he'd started to hit the targets on time with Tesla delivery, that he had it figured out and he was going to be in a position to deliver what they were hoping on. And in the year or so since, he just hasn't.
Emmett, thank you very much. That is Emmett Ryan, technology journalist.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.